Hey, we rule.
There we go. Hello.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Jess. Nice to have you over. Welcome. Welcome to everybody that's watching. Thank you for joining us. Me and Vicky are talking today about our retreat.
Yes.
We are going to host our retreat in May 2024, the 17th to the 20th, down in the Fries and Galloway near Newton Stewart.
Yeah.
And we've only got three rooms left. Should have done this sooner. Because you might miss out if you don't hurry up and book. And we've got an early bird price on until the 31st of December.
Yeah.
So you want to get your deposit in, because if you don't pay your deposit, you don't have a room.
You
And you'll miss
won't
out.
be going.
So what are we going to do on retreat?
Right, so we're going to do some foraging.
What does that mean? For people that don't know what foraging is, what does that mean?
Okay, so foraging is basically going out into a wild environment and collecting wild food, wild medicine, and things for wildcraft, and it's all natural materials, so wild plants basically. So we could be collecting wild garlic, because hopefully there'll be some wild garlic there. Or we could just be collecting nutrient-dense things like nettles, dandelions, any sort of wild flowers that are starting to pop up, things like plantain.
Yes, I'm just thinking what will be like nettle will definitely be in season then. Dandelions, absolutely, because they start coming up about March.
Yarrow.
Oh, love yarrow.
And then if there's any beech, so beech leaves. Like I've already mentioned, wild garlic.
We'll just see what's out in nature, and that's the joy of foraging, right?
Cresses, sort of like, so things like hairy bitter cress, winter cress, which is here all year round,
Yeah.
sorrel. There might be some water pepper, but there's probably going to be some sneeze work, because it's like that. It's a moorland area, so I should imagine there'll be some. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of
There's going to
different
be a lot of
things
stuff
about.
there. And the great thing about it will be, because I've been on foraging and stuff with you before, and I go around and I go, oh, that's amazing. Oh, I'm going to get some of that. I'm going to get some of that. And then I bring it home and I just dehydrate it and put it in tea. Whereas you're going to teach us other things to do with it, how to cook with it, how to do it in different forms so that we can learn in the moment rather than going away with all this information and then going, oh, what did she say again? Oh, I'm going to have to go and find the notes on that. So it will be really. That's the practical element of it is so beneficial.
So this is going to be an immersive, hands-on experience. So we're all going to go out and we're going to collect wild food and we're going to bring it back and we're going to cook it together. You don't have to get involved in the cooking if you don't want to. You can just dip in and out of cooking activities as and when you feel like it. But we are going to cook everything that we find. We're going to use it. And we're going to talk about medicinal uses as well. We'll maybe do a bit of wildcrafting. If the weather's good, we'll have some fire circles and we'll do some ancestral fire lighting. So we'll be collecting. So another aspect of foraging is collecting stuff for practical use. So we'll be collecting wood, so we'll be grading it into different sizes. We'll be lighting the fire using friction fire.
Cool. I'm so excited about
Because you can, even so,
that.
even if the weather's absolutely horrific, you can still get fire lit if you know what you're
Really?
doing.
Oh, amazing.
So we'll do a little bit of that. It's going to be fabulous. We can do a little bit of that sort of wildcraft, and we can probably not make some nettle cord because the nettles won't be long enough. But I can show you how to make cordage with different fibers,
Because am I right in
as
thinking that
well.
during one of the what was it World War One or World War Two they used to make the coats out of nettle fiber?
Apparently the German soldiers in World War One, their uniforms were made out of nettle. And
Amazing.
there's a film actually that's
Amazing.
been released recently called The Nettle Dress, which is about one man's process from start to finish in making a dress out of nettles. Which, if you Google it, it'll come up. Yeah, which.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
I know. So what are you going to be doing, Jen?
What am I going to be doing? So when we arrive on the first day after dinner, we're going to do a guided meditation and sound bath for bedtime to help us welcome us into the group and just calm our nervous systems down, because when we go into a group of people that we don't know, sometimes there can be a bit of social anxiety, a bit of uncertainty, and this just can help reset the nervous system, just to help you calm down and be able to settle into the experience more quickly. Because I've been on retreats before where first day you're a wee bit anxious, second day you're a bit anxious, third day you start to relax and get to know people, and then you're going home and you're like, oh, I wish I'd been like this sooner. So doing that on the first night, and then in the morning we'll do some Pilates before breakfast so that we're not doing it on a full tummy. We will do some, hopefully the weather will be good enough so that we can do that outside, and that will really help you feel connected and grounded lying down on the actual ground, still on a yoga mat, but it makes such a difference. Because when we did that yoga and forage September, it's a different experience than doing it in your living room floor or in a yoga studio or a Pilates studio. It's just such a different experience. And then we will do some afternoon mobility movement. We will be aware when we're out doing the foraging walks, I'll talk about posture when you're walking, how to move in a way that's better for your joints. So that's really useful for those of us that are starting to mature. We need to look after our joints, especially.
Yes, we really do.
We really need to look after our joints, especially for women, because as we go through perimenopause and into menopause, the estrogen, when it starts to deplete, that dries out your joints, dries out your muscles, or even your muscles and bones, putting you at risk of osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, but also just feeling that aches and pains. So if we can stimulate the muscles to support the joints, then it's stimulating the fluids in our bodies that we can re-nourish and re-moisturize from what we lose through the hormone changes. And then again in the evening we'll do nice gentle calming relaxing yoga practice again, and then another sound bath so that we're just mobilizing our joints. Everything will be done tailored to who is there with us. So don't worry if you are not fit and you are not flexible. Even if you can't get down onto the ground, we can give you a chair and we can give you work. You can do the class from the chair. You don't have to be able to get up and down. If you can get up and down from the ground, that's an added bonus, because we will practice that, because being able to get from the floor to standing is super important. If anybody's, I haven't watched it yet, but somebody was saying to me that Blue Zones documentary that's on Netflix, they really go to the zones where they're the most centurious, people over 100. One of the things that they noticed was all these over 100-year-olds can get up and down, no bother. Their mobility has not lost, but that's because they keep using it. They keep using their bodies, they keep moving, and I think that's really important. And I have a vast experience in working with people with joint replacements and mobility issues and health conditions, so that all the exercises can be adapted, because I love being able to see somebody who thought that they couldn't do a class come to a class and actually be able to take part in it.
Yeah.
Brings me joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to stress that this will be an accessible event. So people who have got limited mobility, possibly not wheelchair accessible, sadly, because
the property, I don't think, is...
Yeah, the property's not geared up for that, but also from a foraging point of view, it's going to be difficult to get a wheelchair out in some of the environments where we're going to be heading into. But if you've got slightly compromised mobility, we can accommodate that. Because for me, it's really important that the outdoors is accessible for everybody.
Yeah. The outdoors is healing.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Being in Mother Nature is so healing.
Yeah.
So good for your nervous system.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good for your gut microbiome, your gut health, just your stress levels.
Yeah.
Connecting with other people, but connecting with nature as well. And understanding what you can go out and take. Like every movement that I teach, you don't need to come to a class to do it. Going out to forage, you don't need, you don't need finances to do that.
No,
you just need knowledge.
And the sad thing is, in society now, we have got to the stage where we don't go out and pick our food, unless we've got a garden and we're actively growing some fruit and veg. Maybe we just go to the supermarket, and the food in the supermarket is not as nutritionally dense as the food that we used to eat, which grows wild. It's strong and
resilient.
Because it's grown where it wants to grow, and even in harsh conditions, a lot of plants will still grow that are edible. So, you know, it's really, really important that we try to tap into this knowledge that has been sort of pushed to the wayside in the past.
Yeah.
So that's what we're hoping to do. So this is going to be a wild food and wild movement, as in outdoors, moving, foraging, exercises, gentle exercises, and hopefully some wild swimming as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look on the map, on Google Maps, and work out how far it is to the
Because the pictures from the accommodation showed that there was people wild swimming, so it's there as an option. Cold water therapy is not for everybody, and that's okay. If you've got a heart condition, it's not recommended, so be aware of that. I've been reading a lot about the cold water stuff just now, just because there's such a big fad around it.
And it's not regulated.
It's not regulated, and there's this is the thing that's going to help everybody, and straight away my alarm bells go off, because I'm like, not everything is for everybody.
Yeah.
There is no panacea, otherwise we wouldn't have ill health. So I've just started listening to more podcasts about it, listening to people who are wise about it. And understanding, like if you've got a heart condition, do not go into water, cold water, please, unless your supervisor and your doctor has given you the go ahead that it's a safe thing for you to do.
Yeah.
There is no panacea. And I think that's something that we both really work about as well, is this listening to your body.
Yeah.
Like when you eat that, when you move this way, how does it feel for you? And if it doesn't feel right, let's explore that and see why. And it might be that that's just not the right thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And I think as well, I think that's an important note. I mean, I often get asked questions about sorrel, for example, because sorrel has this lovely sort of tangy lemony flavour, and it's down to the oxalates that are in it. And people often say, well, how many, you know, it's not good to eat too many oxalates because it can be difficult for your kidneys to process. And people will often say, well, how many leaves can I eat? Well, that really depends upon the individual person.
Because how your body breaks it down and is able to metabolize it.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's the same with alcohol, isn't it?
Yeah.
Incidentally, this is an alcohol-free event. Yeah. We just felt that it would be better, and people would be more comfortable if there wasn't alcohol involved. So this is a complete retreat from all the bad things. There will be some nice sugary things available though as well.
Sugar's not banned.
No, just
crisps are not banned either.
Yeah,
the crisps is our thing.
It'll be healthy but not bad, I think.
Yeah, healthy with some freedom.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Absolutely.
How did you get into foraging?
My grandmother used to take us out when we were little girls.
Yeah.
And little boys, my cousins, obviously. Yeah. So we used to go out collecting all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Just something you've always done.
Uh-huh.
That's so well.
Yeah. I sort of stopped a bit when I was in the teens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones kicked in.
Yeah.
Rebellion.
Yeah, and then you circle back to it.
Yeah, very much so. Particularly once I had my daughters, I really started, because I spent a lot of time outdoors with them, obviously.
Yeah.
And and then I was like, why did I stop?
Yeah.
So it was just... So it was lots of wild food, as a child, not so much as a teenager, as an adult, back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to it. Uh-huh. I'm really lucky.
Yeah, yeah, that it's just always been.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously I've developed on that. I've read a lot.
Yeah, and you're a member of
researched
the,
a lot.
And you're a member of the Foraging
Association. Yeah, so I'm a member of the Association of Foragers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
Yes. So, and anybody in the rest of the country who's interested in getting into foraging, there's a directory on the Association of Foragers website, and you can look up to see which foragers are registered with them in your area. And all of the foragers on the Association of Foragers website have got a vast amount of experience. They have insurance, they'll do their risk assessments, and they know what they're talking about, more importantly.
Mm-hmm. Super important.
Yeah.
Because you could kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
there are leaves out there that are poisonous that could cause harm.
Absolutely, yeah. There's plants in the UK that even if you just touch them could do you serious harm, never mind actually eat them. So, yeah, it's quite important. If you're not 100% sure of what you're picking, leave it well alone.
Yeah.
It's not worth taking notes.
And nettle, just because it stings, doesn't mean it's bad for you.
Absolutely not. Nettles are character building.
I love nettles. Nettles are like my best friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're so good for us. Mm-hmm. And the thing with nettles is, if you know how to pick them.
I've never mastered it yet, but I know you've shown me a few times.
Yeah, so with nettles, the stings actually grow in an upwards direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get hold of the leaves, if you pick them up the way, you won't get stung.
Amazing.
And if you grasp them quickly as well, you're less likely to get stung because you'll actually break the individual stinging, the little hairs. They're actually little tiny tubes with a wee ball on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then really, really delicate. And even just the wind, if it's windy enough, sometimes that can break them.
Yeah.
So just brushing against them really gently will break that ball on the end, and then they'll inject you with this cocktail of steamy chemicals. Yeah. But if you grasp that, there's a saying actually called grasp the nettle.
Okay.
And it means if you're in a situation which is uncomfortable, if you just get hold of it and face it head on, you'll get over it much easier.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
That's the same thing. So if you grasp the stalk of a nettle really firmly, you'll probably break the stings before they get a chance to sting you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a more gentle way is to just gently just go from the base and just pull it towards you.
Yeah.
And then snap it off, and then that's the easiest way to do it. If you've not got gloves or scissors.
Gloves and scissors, I find the easiest way.
Yeah.
Protect myself a little bit from them. There was something else I wanted to ask you. I can't remember what it is. Awesome.
Oh,
this is a great episode. You do a lot of foraging workshops round and about.
Yeah.
Where do you do them?
Yeah. Mostly Glasgow and Oban. Yeah, but I have been all over the country this year, which has been pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of work with community groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of therapeutic work. So wilderness therapeutic therapy.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that is. So basically what you touched on earlier on about being in the outdoors, how beneficial it is to us. Basically, our evolutionary development as a species, we have spent 99.9% of our evolutionary development outdoors. We have only spent a very short period of our evolutionary development indoors. And being outdoors is our DNA is actually hardwired to be outdoors.
Yeah.
So and it's scientifically documented, well documented now, particularly with the forest bathing movement in Japan.
Yeah.
So spending time in a natural environment, particularly where you're in an area where there's trees, significantly reduces blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
reduces anxiety, improves mental cognition and memory.
Yeah.
And it actually increases the T cells in your body, so it improves your immunity. And even just spending 2 hours once a month in a densely wooded area, those effects, those beneficial effects, will last for up to 3 weeks afterwards, which is unbelievable, really, when you think about it. So, so spending time outdoors. So I work with groups, and we'll go out. We'll do the same time each week, usually over an 8 week period, and we'll go out and we'll spend a couple of hours. We'll get a fire going, and we'll do a bit of foraging. We'll put up a shelter. And we'll do grounding exercises, we'll do breathing exercises to help people regulate their breathing. And we'll work on lots of sort of like activities to help people with dealing with sort of health, you know, mental health and anxiety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because believe me, if you manage to get a fire going and it's absolutely chucking it down with rain, that's really empowering.
Yeah.
Just even managing to get fire going in the wild using friction fire, that's really empowering.
Yeah.
If you can do that in a wild, you know, in a wild environment, you know, you can then, that will give somebody the confidence and empower them to go out back into their life and think, right, well, if I can deal with that, I can deal with this shit as well.
Yeah. And I think that's what's missing a lot from society.
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah.
Because everything's so easy. We just go to the supermarket to buy our food.
Mm-hmm.
We just come into your house and close the door and turn a knob to put the heating on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and we've got all our clothes. We don't need to fight for things.
Uh-huh.
And that way, so then our nervous system's never been challenged. So then when it is challenged, we don't know how to deal with it because we haven't made it resilient.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole sort of the fight or flight thing. So once upon a time, we were in situations where there were very real dangers to us,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we could possibly get attacked by, you know, wild animals. So the fight or flight thing is you would either fight or you would flee. You would get away from that, and then after that danger had passed, you knew that danger would have passed, and your body would reset itself.
Yeah.
But the kinds of things that we have, the fight or flight reaction, we now get to modern stressors like money problems. You know, problems at work, just everyday
communication problems.
Yeah, social media is another really big one. And those stresses don't go away, so we're constantly having to deal with that sort of simmering stress in the background.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the wilderness therapy really is trying to get people away from some of these modern stresses, mm-hmm. even just for a short period of time, just to help your body reset.
Yeah. I know how much benefit I get when I go out on my paddleboard for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, during the summer, there's a group up in Auchinstaddy that go out every Wednesday evening, so I would make the plan to try and get out most Wednesdays, and I would, by the time I get there, I would be like, oh, and then by the end, like, an hour later, I'd be like, oh, I'm so chill.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm noticing now in the winter months, I'm not going out as often because I get caught up doing work stuff. I work from home. And then it's too dark, and should have gone out earlier, and I feel on edge,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day the same thing can happen, and it's amazing how many days can go by,
yeah.
and I'm like, I still haven't left the house, and then once I get out, and I'm fortunate that out my window, although I live in the urban area, right out
uh-huh.
the window I've got trees, and I don't
yeah.
look onto other buildings or anything, so I can at least get some of that benefit,
mm-hmm.
and I've got loads of plants in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I've done wee things to help,
yeah, yeah,
but you still need a bit more, and
uh-huh.
you do need to break the, like in NLP they talk about breaking your state, breaking your pattern. If you're always in that same environment, even when you're switching your phone off, you know, it's still there. You need to actually physically remove yourself from that space that you're in, so that everything's changed, everything that you're seeing has changed, your nervous system recognizes,
mm-hmm.
and then it can calm down.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even just, okay, the weather is not as nice in the winter. There's no getting away from that. It's colder, you know, it's wetter. It's quite wet in the summer in Oakland generally as well. But
Scotland.
At least it's not, in Scotland generally, yeah. But at least it's not as cold. But there's benefits to being outside in the cold as well.
Mm-hmm.
And going out for a walk in the rain actually has health benefits too, believe it or not. and that's been well documented too. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I know they, when during lockdown, me and Chris went out every single day in the morning for half. Like, we used to meet you up in the park all the time.
Yeah.
Every day we went out for a 20-minute, half-hour walk. And then I ended up taking not well, and he's gone back to uni, so that kind of broke that habit. But I know that even in the days when it was really cold and really wet and quote-unquote miserable, I didn't notice it because I was out every single day. It didn't impact me because your body learns to adapt. It learns to adjust to the changes. And I think when you're in this environment 24/7, you're inside, you're always at 20 degrees temperature, your body doesn't know how to regulate when the temperature outside changes. And then you feel the extremities much more than when you condition your body to be outside more.
Mm-hmm.
And get to be outside as much as possible when we go on this retreat.
Yes. Yeah, that's another
We will be away, so you'll have changed your state. You'll be in this beautiful lodge on this amazing, what was it, 7 acres or something? It's a ridiculous size.
It's massive. Yeah.
Used to be a gun lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, like, if you've not been in Dumfries and Galloway, I love down there.
It's beautiful.
I just love Dumfries and Galloway. It's so picturesque.
The lodge itself is called Lagafta. Was it Lagafta? Lagafta or Lagafta. We'll put the link in below. So if anybody wants to have a look at it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It's so rustic, like oldie, worldie.
Uh-huh, but comfortable as well. It's got a lovely, huge, big kitchen, which I'm really excited to be able to work in. And it's got, you know, the sort of like the living area, plenty of seating.
There's
so.
A piano, if anything plays a piano.
Uh-huh. I'll bring my guitar, but I won't torture you too much with it. And if anybody wants to bring, anybody who's coming who's listening to this, if you want to bring maybe a drum or any other musical instrument with you, you know, feel free, because we'd love to have some sort of nice sort of musical sessions sitting around the campfire if the weather's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's going to be amazing.
That will be. So the rooms, we've got 3 rooms left. There's 2 double rooms and a 4-poster room. All the rooms are single-person occupancy. So you're not sharing, you're not coming and sharing with other people, because I know that can create anxiety for people if they think they're going to be straight sharing with strangers. So all the rooms are single person occupancy, and there's 2 double beds and the 4-poster. Like, I can't believe that's still available. I'm like, maybe if people go book, I'll take that room. I'm telling you, obviously. So yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
It really is.
We are really going to reconnect back to our true essence.
Yeah.
Back to ourselves. Like, we can let go of that persona of who we think we should be in everyday life and learn about what we're capable of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Through movement, through connecting to nature, through the foods that we're going to get to eat.
And I was thinking as well, what we should do is we should get folk to send in. People who've booked, we'd like you all to send in some song suggestions, or we'll make a nice playlist. Yeah, because we think that would be quite nice thing to do too.
Some background music.
Yeah.
That'd be super fabulous. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has got any questions, wherever you're listening to this, so this is going out on Facebook, on Instagram, and on the podcast, which will be out on YouTube, Spotify, and all the other places. So you can put a comment or drop us a message or send us an email. So my email is jen@iamjenwilson.com, and your email address is?
It's thelittleforagerskitchen@gmail.com.
Questions, and the link to get booked onto the retreat, you need to fill out the application form, like a booking form, just so that we can check that, because we can't take anybody that's celiac.
No, we can.
We can take some people that's celiac.
It's just in case you've got it. So really, I just need to check if anybody's got any serious allergies or food intolerances, because I can't guarantee that I'll be able to cater for everybody. But so gluten and wheat, dairy is not a problem. Vegan's not a problem. It's just if somebody's coming along with an EpiPen, it's very, very difficult for me to ensure that there's not going to be any kind of cross-contamination going on with that many people going to be, you know, living together in the same
And
house.
And it's not your kitchen as
and
well.
And it's not my kitchen as well. Yeah, so I just need to make sure that everybody's safe.
Yeah, so we get that wee booking form filled out, and then we'll send you an invoice for the deposit, and then once the deposit's paid, then your room is confirmed. And final balance is due for the 15th of March.
Yeah.
And the booking form you can get on my website, which is iamjenwilson.com, and then go to the retreats page, so /retreats, or click on the drop down work with me tab, and then go to the retreat page on there.
Yeah, yeah. There's also a link to the retreat on my link tree on my bio in on Instagram. So.
And online.
Yeah.
I think we've linked everywhere.
I think we have, yes. We've done our best.
We have done our best to make it as easy as possible. But see, if you still can't find it, drop us a message and we will send you the link.
Just DM us. Either one of us.
We will get that link to you for sure.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
I think we've pretty much covered everything.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
When I think how fast the time has gone since we arranged this, because when did we decide this? August.
Yeah.
And it's now December, and I'm like, oh man, that's because it felt like it was ages away.
And now it's gone.
I know.
Like
that. Has flown past, and
only 3 rooms left. And do you know what? It would make a fantastic Christmas present for somebody as well.
It would make a good Christmas
or
present.
Or a Christmas present for a loved one, or a Christmas present for yourself.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, who treats themselves all the time these days, you know? And you are actually investing in your health as well. So that's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but definitely, because I've spoken to people, quite a few people about this recently, that have booked in with me for massages or for the wee half-day retreats that I do, and people said, I just need to take some time for myself, because you work all the time, and you forget that when you are that stressed, you're not actually anywhere near as productive.
No.
You need to take time to stop and reset and calm your nervous system down, and then you are much more productive, and you can respond to your tasks rather than react to them, which is a game changer.
Absolutely.
So come and reset and be more productive in your everyday life. Be responsive rather than reactive.
Absolutely.
And you'll just leave feeling so much happier.
Mm-hmm. And so will we.
And so will we, because we will have been able to impart our wisdom and joy with you.
Yeah, and it's empowering for Jen and I as well to share our skills with other people. So, everybody benefits. Literally everybody benefits. It's like a circle of love.
It is a circle of love.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, when I get testimonials through from people, or when I get a wee message to say thanks.
Oh, it's such a boost, isn't it?
It makes me want to cry.
Uh-huh.
Because there are some days when this is like being self-employed is hard, and I'm looking, I can see a McDonald's and a KFC from my house, and I'm like, should I just apply there? Because when you're in that mindset, somebody will send you a message completely out the blue saying, thank you so much for the stuff you share. It's made a difference in my life. This is how it's benefited me. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. This is what I meant to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not serve a McDonald's, because if I did, I'd be like, June, this isn't good for you. Do you know how poisonous this is for you? Shut them down from the inside. It was Jen never getting a job anywhere. Having a fight for a job anywhere like that, didn't we? So thank you so much for tuning and listening. Wherever you are listening, make sure that you are following both myself and Vicky across our social media platforms. On Instagram, I am.JenWilson, and you are the Little Foragers Kitchen.
Yeah, on both.
Facebook, I am Jen Wilson without the dot in it, because nobody has taken it over there. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, wherever you listen to it, make sure that you're subscribed and you're following so that you don't miss any future episodes. So we'll see you on retreat. Get booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks
for all the waves I've had on Instagram there.
It's so good.
Brilliant. Yeah.
It's so good. I can't see that far away.
No, I'm struggling as well. I've got my glasses on.
I'm just like, Right, thank you so much for joining us live. Thank you. And thank you so much for listening on playback if that's where you are.
Bye bye.